Welcome back into the Press Box and our weekly racing preview. It's brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Clark Distributing, by Tito's Handmade Vodka, and by Arlington Park. Dave Baker and the Grand Domo of all things related to the Press Box and the Louisville Thoroughbred Society, Gene McLean. Mr. McLean, how are you this fine weekend?
I'm doing wonderful, Buzz, and how about yourself, my friend?
Outstanding, still celebrating the winnings from Hog Creek Hustle last week.
Well, you know, Hog Creek Hustle is yet another Kentucky-based horse that has gone on the road and brought home the wares. It just goes to show you the caliber of horses that are stabled here in the great Commonwealth. And this doesn't stop, Buzzy. I mean, the horses,
nope.
And then we see the announcement of Mark Cassie that he's going to leave a lot of horses in Kentucky for the summer. And, you know, one of the things I was going to talk about tonight's program at Churchill Downs was,
yep,
Stephen Foster highlighting, but there's not a race on the card tonight, Buzzy, that's less than $95,000 in purse money, and that's for a two-year-old maiden race. Can you imagine?
I just don't think it's not only Kentucky horsemen and the industry as a whole, but I just don't think, being over here in Lexington, that Churchill has gotten enough credit for what they've done in terms of upgrading their racing programs. Everybody obviously focuses on the Derby and all that, but just the overall racing, I mean, they're doing a whale of a job.
It's just amazing the quality and the depth and that we're continuing to see after the Derby and really, I think it has a coattail effect on Ellis Park that'll be running,
yep,
for the summer. And you know, the overall racing program in Kentucky right now is as good as anywhere in the world, and that's not an exaggeration.
No. Okay, so let's talk about it tonight. It's the whole Downs After Dark program. You can get all of Gene's selections at thepressboxlts.com. But we want to focus on the 38th running of the $600,000 Stephen Foster presented by GE Appliances. Grade 2, the highlight of an 11-night racing card. I think it's just under $2 million in purses, and I believe it is a field of 12 going to the post in the Stephen Foster.
Yeah, Buzzy, and I just want to mention, I mean, it's grade 2 by only the title, because if this is not a grade 1 race based on the quality of the field, there's not such a thing. And I don't know what goes into the decision-making process,
right,
over there at COBA about how the grade stakes, and that's far above my pay grade, but this race is undoubtedly a grade 1 race. And the quality of the horses and the depth of the field is just tremendous. It's a full field of 12, and Buzzy, there are horses in here that could run anywhere at any time at any stakes race. Yoshida, Gift Box, Seeking the Soul, Tom's Diatat. You know, these horses are coming out of the Pegasus World Cup. They're coming out of the Breeders' Cup. They're coming out of the Santa Anita Major Race there, the Gold Cup. I mean, these are big-time horses.
Okay, let's go ahead and let's go for the rail out. Thirst for Life, 30-1.
Thirst for Life is a horse that I'm going to use, Buzzy. I mean, this horse, trained by Mr. Holly, you know, he's not known in these parts for racing a lot of horses, but the ones he puts in the gate have outrun the odds. And I think at 30-1, this is a horse you can use underneath and certainly play in the exotics, and maybe even use it across the board as a straight wager too, Buzzy.
Okay, two horse at 20-1, Rated R Superstar. Not very good last time out at the Oaklawn Handicap, but two starts back. One at the Essex.
Yeah, Buzzy, you know, this is, you know, the horses that come out of Hot Springs have struggled a bit this spring at Churchill. I don't know really why, because the caliber of racing at Oaklawn was outstanding. But those horses just haven't excelled here at Churchill Downs, as opposed to the horses that wintered down at the Fairgrounds. The Fairgrounds had horses that are just out, I mean, run well everywhere. This is a horse I'm going to skip over in the Foster.
Okay, in the three holes, Son of Ghost Zapper, Runaway Ghost at 25-1.
Another a horse I think you can use underneath and maybe a little across the board. I think this horse, a Son of Ghost Zapper, we know that Ghost Zapper can get the distance, his progeny. And I think a horse that will outrun those 25-1 odds as well and add maybe to a nice exotic exacta payoff.
Okay, the four, Seeking the Soul, 10-1.
This is my horse, Buzzy. This horse loves Churchill Downs, won the Clark Handicap, ran super second in the Breeders' Cup Mile here in November. If there's a knock, you can maybe say that he doesn't win enough. But, I mean, look at the amount of money this horse has won through his career, and he just absolutely loves this racetrack. I think he's sitting on a big one. Look at the mile. He didn't get in the Breeders' Cup Classic last year, opted to go in the mile, ran second to City of Light, maybe the best horse in training when he retired, winning the Pegasus. Seeking the Soul is my major play at a nice price.
Okay. The five, 12-1, Alcatam.
Alcatam is another horse that I think it'll be closing. Not a tremendous amount of speed in this horse on paper. I think it may play out. There's a little more speed when the actual race takes place. But here's a horse that I think may be up against it, trying to close against the soft pace.
Okay, from Alcatam in the 5 to the 6, Gift Box at 5-2.
Yeah, this horse shipping in from the West Coast obviously is going to be, I think, the favorite by post time. Buzzy ran a big second last time out, and this is a horse from the Sadler, John Sadler barn. You know, there's been a knock on John that he couldn't ship and win, and he had trouble winning in the Breeders' Cup race. Kind of broke that a little bit last year with City of Light, and then of course Catalina Cruiser winning up at New York this past weekend, running a huge race. I think this horse will run well. I think he may be under or over bet. I'm going to use him in the exotic, Seeking the Soul, but not going to use him primarily on top.
Okay, out of the 7, Tenfold, the Son of Curlin at 6-1, Steve Asmussen, Ricardo Santana Jr.
These connections have been absolutely on fire, Buzzy. This horse wins the Pimlico Special last time out. I love this horse. As a 3-year-old, he just hasn't really matured into the type of horse I really thought he was going to be. He's a horse I'm leaving out tonight.
Another Curlin son right next to him out in the 8-hole, King Zachary at 15-1.
Yeah, this is a horse that owned by the Conway Stables, and he's kind of always been on the cusp of breaking through and maybe hitting a big race. I think he's worth a look on the bottom side. I don't think he's a contender for the win money, though, Buzzy. I think he's up against it again from running style perspective. But I think that he might be able to kind of inch in there and get a piece of the money maybe in that third slot.
The 9 at 9-2, Tom's Detat.
This horse, I think, will run a big one, Buzzy. He had a really good winter down at the fairgrounds. They shipped him over to run in the Pegasus World Cup. Those waters were run pretty deep, and, the world's richest race. I think he was a little over his head there. He's come back, and he ran, I thought, a super race on Derby Day. I think he ran second to McKenzie in the Ali Sheba, Buzzy. And McKenzie came back and probably should have won. Up at Belmont, Matoli held on, but McKenzie got an awful trip, just a terrible trip in that race. Probably was the best. I think Tom's Detat, Buzzy, is a horse that I think will play in my prominent top three with Seeking the Soul.
The 10 is Quip at 9-1, Florent Giroux in the saddle.
Quip is a horse that I think has been training over at Keeneland and training pretty well. Is he good enough? We don't know yet. He showed a lot of signs early in his 3-year-old season, showing some signs down in Florida. I think he won the Tampa Bay Derby last year. Kind of always been one of those that everybody says is going to make it, but hasn't done so yet. I think he's up against it on Saturday night.
Okay. The 11, Exulting at 30-1, a Son of Tappet, Mike Maker, Tyler Gaffleon.
Great connections again. And Gaffleon and Maker have had a very solid meet. Maker's had a really good meet here at Churchill for the spring and summer. I just don't think this is the spot for this horse.
And speaking of great connections, Belmont, Jose Ortiz, Yoshida at 8-1 on the far outside.
you know, Buzzy Yoshida was the hot horse last year and for the Derby. And, you know, this is a horse that's kind of bounced back and forth between the turf and the dirt. And he had run a big one here and he's run a big one there. He's not without the capabilities and the talent to run a big one tonight, Buzzy. I think he will be overbet along with Gift Box. I'm going to use him underneath, but I'm not going to use him primarily on top in the Foster.
So finally, my friend, how do you play it?
I'm going Seeking the Soul, and I'm going to use him strong and heavy, Buzzy. I'm going to use him with the horses that we talked about as we went through the field. But I am going to primarily use him over and under Gift Box a little bit. I'm going to use him with the one horse, Thirst for Life, and a couple of other the long shots. But most importantly, I'm going to use Tom's Diatot and Seeking the Soul as my primary two.
All right, and that's the Press Box in our weekly racing preview. Remember, Gene's picks, you can find him on the PressBoxLTS.com. He's over at the track every day. Let your friends know you can get those picks right there. Our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Clark Distributing, by Tito's Handmade Vodka, and by our friends at Arlington Park. Mr. McLean, hope you and yours have a great night tonight. Have a great weekend.
Hey, Buzzy, you know, the weather's been great, the racing's been even better, and the friendship is even better than that. Thanks for all you do for us. We'll never be able to repay you, my friend.
Amen. Back at you, brother. Have a great weekend.
You too.